Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father Speaks on True Parents and Indemnity, page 247. The Value of Indemnity. Look at this frail American woman. She can now look at the world and embrace the entire universe. She has that confidence. In this sense, America has to perish. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. I know about you. Unification members have been in the movement for more than 10 years, but they don't own much. However, you have come to possess something that can never be bought for millions of dollars. You have an outlook, a character, a confidence to do anything and go anywhere, which can never be bought for any amount of money. Within 10 years, this small sister has come to possess such confidence and guts that she can knock on any door and say whatever she has to say from her heart. She knows that even if 240 million people come against her, she is not wrong. That is some kind of character. That is some kind of greatness. That resembles someone you know about. Who does that resemble? You know what kind of person I am. You are becoming a second Reverend Moon. Is that good or bad? There is so much more to do, and I want to push you even more. You often say, I don't like hard work, and I don't like my central figure. But you somehow like me. How about if I make you work even more? Will you still like me? Until now, you went out and evangelized, coming home with drooping shoulders, drooping head, drooping eyes. The people persecuted you so much that you felt you were about to collapse. So I always addressed you with nice words and comforting things. However, the times are changing. When you go out, many people now welcome you. If you come back and I welcome you as well, it's no good. You would just stand still. When the persecution from outside begins to decline and cease, then it's my turn to persecute you. That's true. That is the only way a good leader can be. I have to be that way towards you. Look at the Roman Empire. It was a mighty empire, and at that time, it had worldwide influence. However, look at what happened. They forgot one thing, and that was that their greatness was for the sake of the world. They decided to keep it for themselves, and from that point onward, they began to decline. Finally, they collapsed. If you look at America, you can clearly see that it is in the exact same position at this time in history. God has blessed this nation. It is not an ordinary country. Unfortunately, the American people think it is for themselves. If they continue to use the blessings of this nation only for themselves and forget about the rest of the world, they will without exception collapse as well. After World War II, if there was a great leader in America who could tell the people that their role was to help the less fortunate nations in the world, the American situation in the world would be far different today. In one phrase, it would not be the country hearing, "Yankee, go home." From this slogan, America is experiencing its own decline. I know the patterns and secrets of history, when a nation will flourish or perish. I know what will make this nation prosper. How can I guide this nation in the direction it must go? It is the same way in which I guide you. In the last 43 days of my Danbury term, the world opinion about me began to change dramatically. If I let you become complacent about that, you would follow the same pattern as the Roman Empire. This is now the time when I will have to chase all of you out, for the sake of the nation and the world. I will chase you to such an extent that you will no longer want to stay around me or be near me. I will be like a lion towards you. Since you will be afraid of that, you will pack your bags and go to where you cannot feel my gaze. You will have to go to another country and serve that country. I know what makes a nation rise or fall. Knowing this, I understand what is good for this nation. I know what is good for you. How can I act in any other way? Things go around. The whole law of the universe is simply this. What rises up must also come down. Those who are on the rising side often don't understand that they have to come down at some point. This is the problem and the danger. At this moment, I know that this nation will eventually welcome me. Because of that, my mind is already moving beyond this nation. By the time they welcome me, I will already be working in another part of the world. The time when this nation welcomes me will be the time when I leave this nation. Why? If I stay here, just enjoying their welcome and becoming complacent, I may be able to help America, but the world will be in peril. You may love me and want me to stay with you here forever, but this is not good for you. You would stop at that point. I will tell you this much. Okay, if you want to see me, then come to the farthest place on the globe. Come to the most difficult place with me until the last soul on earth is saved. If you still want to be with me, and if you go to where I am, doing that kind of work, then you will never decline. That is the one way for the American people to prosper. Maybe you were expecting that when I came out of Danbury, I would make the Unification Church a nice environment. However, I have become even worse towards you. What do you think? Is it because I met thieves and people like that while I was in prison? Did they affect me and make me more difficult? How do you feel about what I am telling you? Are you thinking, I never expected Father to be like this? Or are you saying to yourself, Father, please chase me out. I want to work even more. Do you want to stay here or get out? If you don't like my words, I will chase you out anyway. Those who mind are free to go. That's the easiest and most convenient way. Well, which would you choose? Are you going to go away and choose the easy way, or stay and take the difficult course? Why do you want to stay? You must be crazy. I know why you would want to stay. You know the meaning of the word indemnity. You want to follow the difficult path because you know that it will lead you to a better place. You don't mind if I give you a pounding because you know you will improve from it. Why? You know it is triple and 10 times indemnity. If I chase you out and you go out to a remote country, it is a sure way to gain God's blessing. You know that, and I know that. That is why I chase you out. Since I have chased you out, when you finally come back, I will welcome you. I will make a big feast, and we will have a great celebration. I will praise you then, and tell everyone how wonderful you are. Your ancestors will welcome you, and that will be all. That will be our time. Until then, you must live the philosophy of indemnity. What you've done tonight, then, is to say to me, Father, please send me out to suffer, and I promise you I will bring back the result. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of True Parents and Indemnity. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.